Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this week you had the Ag Committee in your region talking about forest products. I understand you had an informational meeting, did some tours. What's going on?
Well, nearly two dozen legislators and industry leaders gathered this week at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford to discuss the importance of the forest products industry to our local economy and also our statewide economy, and really how we can maximize the opportunities that the industry offers. It was a great opportunity for legislators from other parts of the state to come to our region to gain a better understanding about the impact of the forest products industry, not only in the northern tier, but throughout the state. And I think that some very valuable information came out of this particular meeting. For example, one topic that was discussed when talking about the economic impact and the number of jobs from the industry are the fact that the highest number of forest products-related jobs are actually in southeastern Pennsylvania, in Lancaster, York, Montgomery, and Philadelphia counties because of the impact of forest products-related jobs. And that was, I think, an eye-opener to many folks. We talked about a number of challenges facing the industry, many of them being workforce-related. Several industry leaders talked about the very high workers' compensation rates that are paid by loggers in Pennsylvania and how the climate is actually better in New York State than in Pennsylvania. So that's something that's very disturbing in that logging crews are stymied by high workers' compensation rates. We need to tackle this issue so that we can actually have more logging crews out working in the woods. Another workforce concern was getting more young people exposed and involved in the industry, and certainly that discussion centered around the need for more vocational technical training to get people involved in the industry and learning the trade. We also had an extensive discussion about exports and challenges with exporting forest products. And then finally, the impact of state regulations and local ordinances as potential impediments to the industry. So I think overall it was a great meeting. I highlighted some recent and ongoing legislative efforts to support the industry, including a law that we passed earlier this year creating a tax exemption for logging equipment and an increase in the state's payment in lieu of taxes on state forest land, and also efforts that we're looking at to combat the state's growing noxious weed problem, and finally funding for the Hardwood Development Council that certainly supports the industry. So once again, the meeting was well attended and I think was an eye-opener for many folks, and some great information was presented that will help us as we develop policies going forward.
And speaking of going forward, you will be back in Harrisburg next week, and as chairman of the Agriculture Committee, you'll be hearing from the Secretary of Agriculture.
The Agriculture Committee has been very busy this session, and we have a number of things on our plate. And this coming week, on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., we're planning a meeting with the Secretary of Agriculture and officials from the Department of Agriculture to continue our work on the state budget as it relates to agricultural programs, and also to talk about priorities of the department that they're seeking in conjunction with the state budget, but in general, just in the coming session. So I think a lot of great information will be presented there. Plan to stream the meeting at repcauser.com and look forward to that meeting this week.
And there's a big rally coming up soon that gun owners might be interested in. What are some of the details here?
It's time for our annual rally in Harrisburg in support of the Second Amendment. This is our Protect Your Right to Keep and Bear Arms rally. And this year it's going to be held on Monday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. in the main Capitol Rotunda of the state capitol in Harrisburg. It's always a very well-attended event, and it's important for us to remain vigilant to protect our constitutional rights, and we certainly encourage folks to attend if they're interested.
And in the coming week, you have some special services available for veterans in your district office. What are some of the details?
I regularly host veterans assistance at my offices throughout the district. This coming week, Melissa Davis from the Veterans of Foreign Wars will be available at my Bradford office on Monday, May 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. to assist veterans and their family members with issues such as compensation, education, pension, health care, and death benefits. No appointments are necessary, and you do not have to be a member of the organization to receive assistance. So if you're in need of veterans assistance, stop by my office in Bradford at 78 Main Street, first floor.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.